one-page novel titled Waves in Heaven by Ian Miller. We begin. Daddy?
Yes, little one.
Where do waves go?
Sadie asked, looking out at the waves crashing on the beach.
Well, they just finish on the beach, I guess, I replied.
Sadie turned and looked my way.
Well, I think they go to heaven, she said. Mummy always told me to look for the good in everything.
So waves are good and they go to heaven.
What about the bad one that knocked us over yesterday?
Sadie thought for a second.
No, it made us laugh. It goes to heaven too.
Won't heaven fill up with waves pretty quick? I asked, enjoying the moment.
Yes, but then it rains and the waves start all over.
She jumped up and started playing in the sand with Rufus, her trusty companion.
Sadie is 9 and blind.
She has been so for a year. 12 months ago to this day, her mother, my beautiful pregnant wife, and her 2 young sons perished.
Helen had called me from the doctor's office. She confirmed that the baby was healthy and a girl. She couldn't wait to tell Sadie, who had been pleading for her sister to help stop her brothers from ganging up on her. Helen picked up the boys from school and would normally walk the mile home, but she was feeling a little tired and caught a cab. The driver swerved to miss a bicyclist who had run a red light and crashed into a car. The cab then exploded in a ball of flame. Everyone inside was incinerated. Someone had videoed the explosion, and Sadie watched it on the computer over and over again. I turned it off. The next morning, she woke up blind. Yes, many doctors saw her. Physically, her eyes are normal. It is mental. A form of protection against ever seeing that again or feeling that pain. She could wake up one day and see, or not, and just get used to having its protection. For a time each day, I'd look to see if she could see again, but after a while, I just accepted it, I guess. Helen's brother, a lawyer, went after a long list of defendants, from the cab company who were experimenting with cooking oil in their cabs, to the city, to the bicycle rider, and so on. The settlements will keep Sadie protected her entire life, and Rufus, a trained blind dog companion, is always by her side. I think I want to be a sea captain when I grow up. I like the water. It's always moving, she said.
I see it now. Captain Sadie and First Mate Rufus sailing the high seas.
Don't laugh, she says. You might be surprised.
She comes over, cuddles me. Mummy says that a cuddle always brings a smile. I was smiling. A perfect moment. Sadie, Rufus, and me, listening to the waves, go to heaven. The end.